You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD, where I talk to everybody about anything and everything, a different guest and a different topic every week, right here on the All Talk Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, and today I'm talking to DJ Amy, no stranger to internet radio. She's an internet radio DJ for WKBR, which is actually her own station, and we'll get into that and more with internet radio discussion with DJ Amy. Hello, Amy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So, how long have you been doing this sort of thing?
Probably 5-6 years. I don't know, something
okay.
like that.
And what got you interested
Actually,
in doing
I got
that?
Conned into it.
Conned?
Yes.
Okay.
Conned into it. I
was there somebody else that you knew, I guess, at
yeah.
the time? Maybe that was, okay.
Yeah, you heard of The Sims Online?
What is it?
Sims Online.
Okay, that's I know the game Sims.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's one online,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing that, and there was a DJ in there, and we used to hang out, and
okay.
she conned me into it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I've kind of found out a little bit here along the way and doing some research that internet radio seems to, I don't know if it stemmed from or it plays a big part in the online gaming situation.
Yeah, but it didn't stem from it, no.
No, eh?
But it plays a big part in it now.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, a lever.
Mm-hmm.
They use the gaming as a lever to get listeners in.
Okay, so they can attract big groups because
yeah.
the gaming industry online is quite huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many?
That's a whole other show, I think, that is.
Yes, it is.
What about mentors or anything like that? You know, somebody got you into it? Was there somebody that you, you know, kind of followed along? Or were you listening to internet radio because of gaming originally?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. They advertised it a lot, and I didn't even know it existed
mm-hmm.
until I was in that game.
Right.
And then I started listening to it and got into it, and it was like snowballed from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a mentor. It wasn't from the beginning. It's you actually heard of him, Doc Nasty.
Okay, yeah.
I would have to say that he was my mentor.
Can we give him a little crush plug there?
Yeah, www.crushradio.com.
Cool.
Yeah, and he's like, it was more because he was there for support and
mm-hmm.
things like that. I mean, we yelled at each other, we mm-hmm. supported each other, laughed, carried on, whatever, but he's always been there. He's never walked away.
Yeah.
And he's the first one that congratulated me on the station. On
and now
station.
He has his own station as well. And,
yes.
And I know you have in the past and you do again now, and we'll get into that later, but does he also DJ on
yes.
his station then?
Yes,
okay.
I think he's on Saturday nights on his station.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's something.
And he has a really good show, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that most of the, I mean, you know, you get along with somebody else from another station and
oh, yeah.
you can give them a plug and that kind of thing. And it's a little bit of camaraderie for the most part
mm-hmm.
through different stations and things like that. And get into some of that later, of course. And do you have any preference yourself for AM or FM radio itself? Or did you listen
no.
to a lot of radio before you?
I did. And it was usually FM.
Mm-hmm. And so I would take it mostly music, I guess.
Yeah.
There's more music on FM than talk,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa with
although
AM,
if I find a good talk show, I listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's interesting, if it's boring, then I'm not going to listen to it, obviously.
Sure, like the awesome You Talking to Me right here on the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net. Of course, with your host, Big JD. What type of music
have
you always been into? Yeah?
I listen to anything, but I'm like an 80s nut.
Okay.
I'm really addicted to 80s. But I do listen to anything. Classical has its place,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like a big place with me. Opera, forget it. I will
yeah.
never listen to opera.
Are you into, I mean, are you okay with like rap and just about anything? Or
rap is okay.
Or maybe it's not stuff that you actually play, though.
Yeah, well, I play it, but not
yeah.
a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
depends on what the listeners want.
Right, so you mm-hmm. just cater to everybody no matter what, really. It's
yeah.
not necessarily have to be your own preference.
Right, right.
But and that's pretty good, actually. Especially in a station manager and owner.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, 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 yeah. Have you seen many concerts in your time? Have you,
I did. You
frequent
what do you mean
in
my time?
I mean, you know, as you're growing up or...
I
know.
Did. I used to go to concerts, but I haven't...
Count Basie.
Count Basie. No. I haven't been to any in a long time. I should
yeah.
actually start going. I wanted to go see Justin Timberlake, but...
Oh, yeah. As you were growing up and stuff, were you into rock and roll more
yeah.
than anything?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. I don't know if there was so much of the
don't
Justin
even,
Timberlake...
Don't.
No, but I mean the Justin Timberlake kind of stuff when we were younger, you know what
yeah.
I mean? It didn't seem to be that... I guess disco was a big thing at one time, but...
Disco.
It seemed like rock was... That's all there was. from Elvis Presley on.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean for all of us.
I actually never listened to a lot of Elvis Presley. My sister loved him.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Were you into the pretty heavy rock and roll or just, mainstream type?
Yeah, mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that headbanging stuff. If I can't understand the words, I don't want to hear it.
What's your thing about DJing? What does it do for you? Obviously, you get to sit and listen to some tunes and stuff like that, and that's always cool.
Yeah, I like music, but it's the people.
Yeah?
I've met a lot of really nice people.
Mm-hmm.
In every mix, there's idiots, but the majority is I've met really nice people.
And I do know firsthand, from doing research and listening to you online, your show and so forth, that, there are a lot of listeners listening and it must get pretty busy, with requests and it's a kind of a different format. It's not on the phone where people will just, one person will call you and request or somebody else takes the call. Usually with an internet radio DJ, it's you kind of do a lot of that stuff yourself, you're not necessarily screening calls and you have these instant messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And so it must get pretty busy on the computer.
Oh yeah, it does.
There's a lot of people on there at one time, and then you must have all these windows open, and you're trying to take requests and talking to people, and then you got friends on there probably listening too. And
I've actually had where I cannot see my screen. It's covered in IMs. I can't see anything but the IMs. So.
And now, would that be the same computer that you're broadcasting from, actually?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll get into equipment more a little bit later, but you got to have some fairly decent equipment to be able to do all these things at once, so the multitasking that goes on and everything. And
well, I don't know how decent it is, but it works. So.
Yeah. And so what about the people that you've met? You met a lot of people through other stations, from the listeners that you just come across, maybe through the gaming and things like that, and then they stick with you to listen to? And
I actually have some pretty loyal listeners, and I got kick-ass listeners.
The people that you meet must be from all walks of life and all areas of the world, because internet radio is basically a worldwide thing.
It is, and that's one of the benefits about it, because you could be talking to somebody in Timbuktu, you don't know, well, until they tell you. But it also isn't so good sometimes, because people hide behind the computer and they think they can do and be whatever they want to be. And
I guess that comes into play in many aspects of the internet, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chat rooms and all those kinds of things.
I don't do chat rooms, but I imagine it's coming along.
But I mean, you hear all kinds of stories and, the issues that pop up with MySpace and, MSN and kids and, people portraying people that they're not or whatever. But I guess that, comes everywhere. But at least with you, it's more of a listening thing than sometimes maybe than...
Actually, I had a flasher at one time.
A flasher?
Yes.
Online?
I did.
How's that work?
And it was interesting. I had just first started DJing and I was kind of computer illiterate and had no idea what I was doing. And I'm just clicking on everybody's windows, messaging them back and playing music. And I clicked on the one window and it was somebody's cam.
Oh, the camera was on.
Yes,
okay, yeah.
And like I said, I was computer illiterate and it was like... Okay.
Was it a guy or a girl?
A guy.
Okay, well, that's not so bad, is it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sucked I guess, but, when you mention the webcam now, there's more taxing on the computer. Do you use your webcam when you're,
No.
Okay.
I don't use a webcam at all.
Okay, so it just happened to be his side that you could see. Okay. So it's mostly just text chat kind of thing. Any audio work that way? We'll get into some of that later, but, I just wondered if, people... take requests with and how that works fitting into not coming out over the air when you're, that sort of thing. And I guess we'll get into some of that a little more, but we're going to take a break and we'll be back. This is You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, and talking to internet radio DJ, DJ Amy, today on the show. What kind of person do you think it takes to do this or to be a DJ? Is it something special? I mean, I suppose some people could just play music and not talk or anything, but
yeah, I think that it has to be somebody who likes people, definitely, and they have to be dedicated.
Right,
I mean, you get DJs who say, I want this shift and I want that shift and yada, 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 and they don't show up for their shifts. Well, without the DJs, you don't have a station.
Right, and it makes things a little more difficult because in most cases, they're not necessarily hired and being paid, or they're no place near you to wring their neck, or you know what I mean? It's a worldwide thing. So you have DJs from all over the place, and if somebody just doesn't show up, then they just don't show up. So What happens then is
if
somebody's replaced or whatever. Now, when that happens, a password's got to be changed for everybody to get online, all that sort of thing. You go through a few little things. It must be a little bit, not the funnest thing, I suppose, but...
Well, it's not that difficult. It really isn't.
Yeah.
But I don't like replacing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But... they don't give you no choice because you're not going to have, like, say they got four shifts, then you're going to have four empty shifts a week. I mean, I can understand real life comes first, emergencies, yucky. But on the other hand, if you can't do those shifts, then you need to get new ones.
Right. And what I find really neat is that I'll listen to the same station and there'll be somebody on there that's really outgoing, energetic, you know, maybe has that unique DJ voice, and then the next person is just, you know, pretty calm, doesn't say too much, but they're into it just the same.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be on there. They want to say something when they want to say something. They want to play music for other people, and I think that's really neat.
Oh, yeah. You know, as long as they're there,
yeah,
I find that is like 90% of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what they're playing. It doesn't matter if they suck.
Yeah.
If they're there, then I'm not letting them go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know.
And there's always somebody to listen.
Yeah.
Whether it's a particular DJ's friends or people that are dedicated to the station, they're going to put it on, they're going to listen.
Well, that's what they're there for, is to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want to be there, then that's their
option. Then they shouldn't be there, right?
Right.
If somebody's interested in becoming a DJ, say on your station or any station, what's kind of the first step that they should take?
They should contact you.
Me? Okay.
There's a link actually on the site that they can contact. They can actually talk to anybody and get directed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. What about like training or anything like that? Like if somebody's new to it and thinks that, you know, I'd like to do that or play some music, you know, on the net. And is there any kind of training or is there, you know, some steps that you might take to make sure they
know
what to do?
I always walk
through
the steps with them and, you know, explain everything. If they don't understand it, then I go over it until they do.
Right.
It's very simple, so it's not like it has to be a 3-day training seminar or something like that.
Then you get them on the air and just see how it goes.
Throw them on the air.
Yeah, that's cool. And then there's the equipment thing. What kind of equipment does online radio entail? There's obviously got to have the computer.
You got to have the computer, you got to have a mic, speakers, you know, the obvious stuff. And there is a program, there's several actually programs out there that you can use, but we have our own that we give to the DJs.
Okay.
So you can buy like a group thing and you can...
Right. Let's talk about some of the software actually, because it's a particular specialized broadcast software that you need to be able to...
Actually, not really.
No?
You can actually broadcast using Winamp.
Okay.
At my very first station, that's what we used to use, Winamp.
You don't necessarily need specific broadcast software, but it must have that capability, because I've known Winamp only as a player, really. But it has broadcast capability in basic Winamp, or is it a step up?
Actually, no. Your basic Winamp, and there's a plugin you use.
Okay.
And it's actually one of the easiest programs.
And it allows
you
to send spoken word through as well.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm aware that there's some software that... allows you to hook up to the server to broadcast your music, but doesn't necessarily have anything to allow you to speak or anything, so you could just play your music. Obviously better with a mic, because with the DJs they're going to want to talk. So,
When I get a program, if it works, why fix it?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really looked into that.
Yeah, I think there must be some stations that just broadcast music 24/7 and nobody's on there.
Yeah.
You know, so you can go and just listen to music.
I think that's probably part more of a lack of DJs maybe.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be getting a smaller amount of people who want to DJ. At one time, you had to turn DJs away. There were so many of them.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I don't know if, because I've not been an owner of a station for a while, I don't know if it's actually a lack of DJs or I'm just in the wrong place. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But it'll get out.
Yeah. Well, the station that you're heading now, it's a whole new thing, and we're going to get into that.
Brand new.
It's brand new, and it seems really awesome. So the software, the broadcast software, what about the computer and setting the computer up? Is there anything special?
You'd have to have a newer one.
Yeah, newer computer,
nothing, yeah. There's nothing special to set up. You just
what about the RAM memory and stuff like that? Is that kind of important to have a computer that's pretty quick? I mean...
Yeah, I imagine so. When, you know, if you are... got your Internet Explorer open and your Yahoo open and you're playing some game.
Right, you're multitasking like crazy.
Yeah, if you're multitasking and you are lagging and having a problem with that, you probably wouldn't be able to DJ.
Right, so you're going to either want to look into upgrading your computer a little bit or possibly getting a new one if it's an older unit.
Yeah, I wouldn't upgrade or I wouldn't get a brand new computer just to DJ. Mm-hmm. I would maybe get more memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, expect anything.
Unless you have an older computer that's not upgradable anymore or something, mm-hmm. that you're you still running Windows
anyway.
3.1 and you can't run the...
Does that still exist?
I don't know. Sure, you can find it somewhere, but I don't know if anybody uses it anymore. Actually, you know what? I think that I have an aunt that uses either Windows 3.1 or 95.
Well, I just actually was talking to somebody who is still on Windows 98, I think it was, and it was like...
Yeah. It was a decent operating system at the time, you know? Getting into the things you do now, it's... Yeah.
If it works, but once you... Like, if you wanted to start DJing or something, obviously...
Yeah, DJing and getting more and more into the digital video and that kind of stuff, then, you know, you're going to want to vamp that thing up. What about the internet itself? Can you do this with dial-up internet?
No.
No? Okay. It's got to be broadband.
Yeah.
Because you just don't have the bandwidth with the...
Well, you probably could. Like, I know that there's a thing you can turn your phone off or have it not ring through to break the link.
Oh, right,
or some
yeah.
code or something.
That's something that you'd have to consider, yeah.
Yeah. So you probably could, but I think that you may have a problem. Like, if you're on dial-up because of the...
Well, the whole thing people need to realize is that you're connected to a server over the internet, plus you're broadcasting music and you're broadcasting the voice, and mm-hmm. then you're running, you have to run a certain amount of programs.
Yeah, Yahoo.
I guess you need to run Yahoo to, you know, or whatever messaging system that they use, which it seems to be Yahoo more than anything else, and I want to ask you about that as well. But then there's, you have to be connected to the internet, your internet browser, because you have to connect to the server somehow or kick streaming music off and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you probably, I'm always connected to
it. So you're running
it,
a few things for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you would probably start lagging, and it always affects the music first.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
The mentor-teacher thing, is that important for new DJs?
I think so.
To have somebody to...
Yeah, you find...
They probably find it in someone like yourself, a station manager or something that, you know, the first people to talk to or whatever, if they don't know anybody and want to get into it, but...
Well, it's... I would like to think that it's all the DJs on the station are ready to reach out and help
right,
new ones.
Right, yeah, that's a great thing, yeah.
And that is what my first station was all about. Mm-hmm. Everybody would help everyone, but you find that you have DJs who go on there, they go visible in Yahoo, they do their shift, and they're gone.
Right, yeah.
So, and... I mean,
don't want any part of the helping or the mentoring or the, you know.
Yeah, obviously that's not going to work. But I have always come across where there's the most of them will help and reach out. So.
Well, I've seen in doing some of the research for your new station that the DJs have been great on there, helpful to talk to, and they're
I got kicked
always ready
DJs.
To reach out. So that's really cool. Yeah, you definitely do. And I can't wait to get into more discussion on your new station because it's, from what I've seen, it's looks like a lot of camaraderie on there, a lot of fun, a lot of good music from all genres, and even some talk radio on there. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's amazing.
You don't find that everywhere, or you find it's strictly talk. You have everything on there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, it's a variety, eh?
Yeah. Variety act.
Yeah.
What about pay?
What about...
How does that ever
work? Right?
How do
no
I get
vacation.
Paid?
No. No pay, no vacation, no benefits.
Right.
No, you just
sounds great. Sign me up. No, but I mean, there's an awful lot of internet radio stations out there, and I would imagine there's a lot of DJs on there that, you know, they don't make money at it. They obviously are, first and foremost, are doing it because they like it. They enjoy it, and that
and
sort of thing.
It's a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Like, where else could you go up to a radio station?
Yeah, you can't get into a radio station.
Exactly. So where else are you going to find that you can go on the air, tell your friends and family, and tune me in, yay, I'm on the air. Where are you going to find that?
Yeah,
you know,
seriously. Only on the internet, folks. It's opened up a whole new world of opportunity for everybody.
Yeah,
it's just really neat that they can do that. But getting back to the pay thing,
can you pay
who
me?
Makes money? Where's the money made? I mean, you have the server things in there.
Server,
you have to pay for that stuff.
Yes,
and
that's who's
so
making
somebody,
the money.
Somebody behind the scenes is making all the cash.
Yeah.
Maybe we should be starting servers here instead of having a station.
Go ahead.
I'll
sign up viewers.
What about advertising or anything like that? Does that fall in anywhere? Does anybody ever, you know, think about that? Or is everybody just having too much fun to bother with the
advertising
such
as in
seriousness?
Do you mean advertising as in advertisements coming to the station? Or
advertisements coming to the actual station, maybe from local business or anything like that to generate some profit. But
once you start making a profit, then you're getting into legal issues and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, okay, there's
here
something
to
consider,
fun.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm not here to...
Plus, you're going
to
take away from some of the music?
We
you're
can't do
have
that.
To stick all this stuff
that.
In there, and then you're going to have no... You're not going to be able to play music for that.
That's right.
5-10 minutes.
We can't do that.
And that's kind of neat about the internet is that, unlike FM, where you have to sit and listen to 20 commercials or flip the station for a while and then come back, a lot of that you don't find on internet radio because there's not a lot of that advertising. But we're going to take a break, and we're back.
I wasn't done with the advertising.
No, we're going to talk more about the advertising right now. I'm your host, Big JD, on You Talking to Me with DJ Amy.
That would be me.
That's you.
That's me.
Let's get back to the advertising thing.
Okay. With advertising, I have advertised stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in these games and stuff, they have stores and what have you. And I will advertise, like make an advertisement for them.
Right.
But nobody's ever charged for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's more of a I'm going to do you a favor type thing.
Right. Local businesses that are maybe owned and operated by friends and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good opportunity for them as well,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have some local listeners. But like we say, internet radio can be listened to anybody, anywhere. Well, mm-hmm. That's kind of neat.
That's right.
So as long as you have the fan base, the listeners, somebody could advertise from any place in the world and still get business because there's people from all over listening and maybe their own local area. Or they could promote your station for people to listen to and in a roundabout way get business. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Advertising is pretty neat if you do it right for internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get bogged down by it because that's why probably a lot of people listen to internet radio, so they don't have to listen to all the mumbo jumbo.
It wouldn't be like there's not a whole lot of it, but I have done it.
Mm-hmm. You have your own station. You do that solely, pretty much. I mean, it's your thing. You have people helping out with certain areas and things like that, and you have all the DJs and whatnot. But I also know that you did have a partner at one time that you used to broadcast with.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not Dog?
Yeah.
What kind of show was that? Was it still music?
Yes.
Or did you guys talk a little more?
Okay.
Oh, it was all country?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
neat.
A country. He's a cattle caller.
So did you do something besides that too, on your own?
Oh, yeah. I had my own shifts, and it was actually his shift, and he is computer illiterate, and
that's so you're there to guide him through his show.
And it was like, okay, I'll make your playlist. Okay, this is how you can act. This is how you talk. Yaddy. Okay, let me just do it because it's a lot easier. And that's how it started.
But he's not doing that now.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm kill him.
I'd like to listen to him. Too much work for you.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I did have the opportunity to speak to him recently. What do friends and family think about the whole thing? Are they, some of them want to jump on the bandwagon, or some of them, they think it's cool what you do?
She's actually DJ'd with me. My sister Allison is actually DJ'd with me.
Okay, yeah, sister Allison in the studio here today, and she's actually DJ'd with Amy?
Yeah.
You DJ'd with her? Okay, not on your own?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't make a habit of that. We can't because we just laugh and carry on, and it's interesting.
So what about other family members or friends and things like that? Maybe kids, whatever, do they
tune in, yeah.
They like to listen to you?
Usually to terrorize me, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
It interests them enough to listen, but is she the only one that's actually got on there with you? Or friends that say,
I've had...
Because we have there's somebody else here in the studio that's actually considering.
You just got to look.
Yeah. We're seeing more and more DJs being added to your station.
Yeah.
Do you consider it more a pastime or hobby, or do you kind of consider it a job? Or
no, it's a hobby.
Sometimes it must entail some work, though.
Like everything, everything, and you have to work at everything,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't matter what it is. But it's a job, or not a job, it's a hobby.
An adventure.
It's an adventure.
It's not just a job,
definitely.
It's an adventure.
Yes.
It's like the Army.
Yeah.
I always want to say it
Cincinnati
as the
thing?
Yeah, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so do I. And it's like,
you got to make sure that that's straight, and that's actually WKBR.ca.
Yeah.
That's the website.
That's one, yes, definitely a CA.
Yeah.
Somebody keeps doing calm.
And we're going to make mention, last segment is all about the new station and everything, and make sure everybody knows where to go and how to get on there, how to listen, and what do you do if you want a DJ? Who to contact, that sort of thing. But
I told you.
Have you ever thought about taking your broadcasting to the next level, like maybe AM, FM, satellite, anything like that? Or is internet-based is the thing for you?
Yeah, cool. I definitely wouldn't do that because the bottom line is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do this on a regular radio station. You can't.
Right.
I mean, so I definitely wouldn't go. I wouldn't leave the internet with it.
Mm-hmm. Guess you're able to do more and say more on internet radio as you would be. There's a lot of more stipulation with terrestrial radio rules, regulations, and all that stuff. How about archived stuff, like podcasts or recorded broadcasts, pre-recorded stuff? Do you get into that at all for the station, or is it...
I don't really. I never have, but I've been considering it lately. Any of the DJs can record their own shows and they can put them up, but I never really gave it a lot of thought.
Yeah.
But I might do that.
I guess sometimes when it's when it's broadcasted music, it's not necessarily that much dialogue.
Right.
Then
it's the talk shows and stuff that I would archive more than the music.
Yeah.
Ones. because people miss a show, and it's like, I know one of your shows on Jabbercast, I had missed, and it's like, I gotta go get that, I gotta go get it, because I really want to hear it,
right.
But if they're, like, if somebody is doing just music, it's like, well, I'll
listen to the next one tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah, or whatever, right. Yeah, because in a lot of cases, the music is pretty similar, or the same DJ is going to play some of the same material
right.
on their next shift or whatever, but yeah, and you're referring to the Jabbercast. That's with Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. They're kick-ass.
And that's actually broadcast Saturdays at 3 p.m. here on the All Talk Radio Network.
I thought it was Sundays. Don't you do
No, this is All Talk.
How about you have too many. I can't keep track of you.
Yeah. Rules for internet radio in Canada and the U.S. Is there...
What rules?
I know there's some differences, and there was just this big... petition thing going on, and you know, they've laid off a little bit on in Canada. I think the U.S.
actually
is different.
It was never it is different. The rules are different in Canada than in the U.S. and it was never the thing that they just went through about the payment for the songs and what have you.
Yeah, that, the royalty thing and the legality stuff.
It was a U.S. thing. I think they've resolved it. From the last I heard, they've resolved it and they've kind of let it go.
Right.
But it was never an issue in Canada. There are rules, like there's one in particular, you can't play the same artist three times in the same 2 hours or something like that. So there are definitely rules. But with everything else, you know, it's the same as anywhere. There's rules. And people get mad, well, this is an internet station and we're volunteering and we shouldn't have rules. Yes, you should have rules. Everybody has rules.
Yeah, well, there's still the artist to consider no matter what.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It's a pretty good thing. And I mean, your station's based in Canada, and it's cool that the rules are a little more lenient here right now as far as the copyright issue and everything. But
yeah, it never takes long before Canada follows suit.
Oh, exactly. So, you know, you take this way, you can get it. And it's the nice thing about talk radio, just like the You Talking to Me show here with Big JD on the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net. They don't have the same rules, really, because fact that it's I suppose it's copyrighted once the show's finished, but I mean, it's not like you know, it's dialogue, it's not somebody else's material unless you're doing comedy and using somebody else's jokes or something.
But still, like, the same, like, you and Lippo wouldn't want people taking your shows and broadcasting them on all their stations and stuff. I mean,
yeah, not unless I was getting paid some big bucks.
I mean, even like, you would want to know.
Yeah,
you know,
at least if you know, or somebody acknowledges
stuff.
You know what you're doing and that kind of thing. But then again, when you know, we're still at a point right now where we do a lot of this for fun, and we do have a station, a show going FM, but, you know, doing it for fun and knowing that you're not really doing it for the money right now is a little different than, I guess, professional musicians doing it for a living and, you know...
See, if you got on the FM station and you know yourself that you can't broadcast at another station.
Right.
So what if somebody what if somebody was taking your shows and broadcasting them, then it's going to come back and bite you in the butt. You know, whatever.
I sometimes look at it, though, is that if people want it and they steal it because they want it and listen to it and they want to share it with everybody else, it's kind of neat, too.
Well, so. It is, because it pats you on the back, you're doing a great job, and yada, yada, yada. But then if it's a legal thing and you're this FM station saying, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what we're finding with the things, though. That we're probably going to find that our particular show, the Jabbercast, won't be able to be broadcast elsewhere.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's like my favorite talk show, you know that.
But we're actually still able to put that on the site as a podcast, so I think everybody can still get it from our site.
Oh.
It just won't be able to be streamed, I guess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be gone for good.
No.
Okay, I don't feel so bad. Well, there
it's
is another.
Pretty tough to get rid of Big JD and Lippo.
There's another thing: is people like the freedom that they can say whatever they want on the station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so which is great, but you still have to have some class. You
right.
know? People get on the station and they all of a sudden they can tell everybody in the world off and cuss and
you
carry
can,
on.
You can
no.
only do so, say so much, but you really do have to have that, you know, that, like you say, that touch of class.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a break right now and we'll come back right after these messages. Okay, we're back. I'm your host, Big JD, on the All Talk Radio Network, You Talking to Me, and I am talking to DJ Amy. We want to get into your new station now.
Yay.
Okay, this is you're not new to this. You've had your own station before.
Yes.
And then you were broadcasting elsewhere for a while. And you're back to owning your own station.
Yeah, full circle.
And recruiting DJs and the whole thing.
I don't really recruit them. There was one of our DJs we have now. I've been after him for a long time to DJ, but I don't normally recruit them. If they come to me, I figure they're more interested.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to...
And they're flocking now.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I congratulate you on that, actually, because
Thank
that's
you.
A
I got to tell you, you played a big part in that, though.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, thank you. The name's gotten out there quickly.
Yeah, it did.
You know,
I was surprised.
And
it's only what?
And the fans, the listening base, is it's grown rapidly already, and it's only been what?
3 days.
Yeah, 3 days. Okay. Yeah. So that's new.
It
and
is
actually, when this show is airing, you know, your station will have been out for probably maybe a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the contact for the station. There's obviously a way to email you from the station if anybody needs to. For
There's a little button thingy on the...
A little button thingy. Look for the little button thingy.
And you can click on it and email me.
And that's at wkbr.ca. That's where you'll find the website. You can listen to the stream right from there.
Yeah.
There's obviously something to click on and listen to the stream. There's
read about DJs.
Yeah, you have a page there with all the DJs on it. As the list
that's
keeps
cool.
growing there.
It's kind of cool because I like going and, hey, they didn't tell me that before.
Yeah, there's a little bit of information there on everybody. And then you have, you get to the schedule, the programming there, and that's starting to fill up now. More and more slots being taken by DJs.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
I see that on there you have that. It's all Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, it is.
You want to make mention of that just so everybody knows. That's,
people get mad
Eastern
because,
Standard Time.
Yeah, people get mad.
Out when
how come
is.
Everything's Eastern Standard Time? Well, I don't know, but it's Eastern Standard Time because
that's where
I live.
Yeah.
But it's
and
not
it just,
because
at
I'm
least
partial.
It just kind of gauges, you know, so it's the same for everybody. You don't have to put down a time, I guess. That's
Well, at the top of the schedule, we will eventually have the difference, you know. I used to have that, so...
Okay. The site's looking good. It's the pages are filling up with content. The DJs are coming in. The schedule's up. Right. And I guess you'd want to make mention that you're not currently streaming 24/7.
Right.
But it seems
not
like
great.
So far there's
like
there's somebody on every day, pretty much.
Yeah. The Bees was on a long time yesterday. And he's an awesome DJ, so he can DJ whenever he wants.
Yeah. I guess he's just going to pop in here and there whenever. And plus, he's got his... there's an actual
regular
schedule
shift.
For a regular shift, and that's neat to shift things. And what do you prefer for shifts, as far as time length? An hour, two, three, four?
Two.
I
think the DJs should stick with two. I mean, if they want to push three, then. But I found at one time people were taking like major long shifts because they wanted to be cool or whatever. Or they liked it. Then they burn out fast.
Okay, they burn out, and maybe listeners don't want to hear the same content for 4 hours instead of, you know, just a couple hours, or to wait for their show that they want to come on, they got to wait 4 hours maybe if there's back to back, you know.
It all depends. I mean, they can take two-hour shifts because then they can always drop the one or move it or whatever.
Yeah,
because
that's good,
they will burn
move
up.
It around the week.
Yeah, you know, 4 hours is a big span in your real life. Like, it's a big chunk of time.
Yeah,
eventually,
I guess you don't realize it until you got to sit there for that four-hour shift or whatever. Two's
not
so bad.
Two hours not too bad, but eventually they do come and say, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to get them right from the jump, okay, just take 2 hours.
And I guess not so bad if you're just streaming music and you play a bunch of songs and then tell them what it was after, you know, you got your playlist there. But for Lippo and I or my shows and it's talk through the whole time, you're definitely stuck right there. There's really no breaks and no, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's makes things a little different with talk radio. Yeah. So why did you make the move? I mean, you had your own station in the past, and you were broadcasting elsewhere, and
you're
back
station,
at your own place now.
Right. The first station I had, I actually merged with another station.
Okay.
And I'm not going to get into details and stuff, but I ended up leaving. This one here, people wanted me to. They've been after me for a long time. Get your own station again. Get your own.
Yeah, you just were going to do a personal thing for fun or whatever.
And then you kicked me in the ass and said, well, I can do this for you. And it's like, well, okay, maybe I'll do that. And then I saw the site and it was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, I knew you had a good thing going there. I knew that there was a fair-sized group that not only want to listen, but I mean that want to work with you.
Yeah.
You know,
and the word will get out.
We're looking for another place as well, I'm sure that, you know.
Yeah.
And right off the bat from checking this out and researching for this interview, I saw what a fun place your new WKBR is.
You always get a cranky DJ, but you smile and nod and give him a hug. But in general, it's pretty fun.
The station DJs. Let's talk a little bit about the DJs.
Let's talk about them.
Let's talk about the DJs.
Yeah. Vivian is really good. She's been with me forever.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning, she's been with me. She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's
I haven't heard everybody yet, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah,
and I haven't
you'll
heard
have
her,
to
so.
Listen to her. DeBees mm-hmm. is really good.
I did hear him, actually, for the first time.
Yeah, he actually...
And he was a lot of fun.
He is.
A lot of fun.
It took a lot of work to get him to come back.
Oh,
he
yeah?
He had left
okay.
DJing, and he's the
was
only
he working
one.
With you in the past when you had
no.
your other station? Or
no.
Okay.
But,
well, it's a good thing he's there, because he's great.
He is.
Yeah.
He is great. Brad's good. He's more into rock and hard rock, not country.
No country?
No.
Okay. I thought he was only country.
Yeah, that's what
no.
I thought.
Okay.
He fooled us all.
Just kidding, Brad.
Yeah. He's a Brad.
I'm looking forward to hearing him, too, yeah. I had an opportunity to talk to him as well, and that was kind of neat.
We have some awesome people. We really do. We're really lucky. We don't have no cranky cones yet, except for me.
What about the format? Get into the format a little bit. We talked a little bit that you had, you know, all genres of music and, mm-hmm. and some talk radio and stuff like that. So you're kind of covering all the angles.
With the show, with the, you know, the different areas of music and talks and what have you, basically I leave it up to the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you tell them what they're going to play, they're not going to be there. You know,
right.
they're, and with, I like the variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really do. And talk show is just another part of the variety.
And I think, like anything else, if you don't want to hear talk radio, you turn it off. Or
yeah,
you don't want to
exactly.
hear the country show that's scheduled, then
or
just
the hard
turn
rock.
Off. Or, like we mentioned, you're not currently broadcasting 24/7, right. but that could change.
Yeah, probably will.
And as more DJs come in, then obviously they're going to start filling up the schedule
yeah.
even more. And then somewhere, sometime, somehow, the station's going to be running longer.
Yeah.
What about age? 18 plus, that
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah, they have to be over 18.
Yeah,
to DJ.
Have to be over 18?
Definitely okay. have to be over 18.
To do
right,
the DJing.
Right.
Okay. And what about listeners? Is it okay for all ages, or a little parental discretion maybe, or
there
something?
Is.
Or?
There's parental discretion.
Mm-hmm. Can
listeners
younger kids
actually
listen if maybe they have some consent
be.
Of parents? I know that you have something on the website, actually, that's got an explicit content logo there. So
we do have shows that...
I guess folks should keep that in mind.
Yeah. We do have shows that are basically... Anybody can listen to it.
I know Big JD or Big JD and Lippo have pretty clean shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and even music shows and what have you. But there are some that aren't as clean.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put the label on the whole station.
Okay. I guess lastly, we'll just make mention of some of the contact information again. The website address for your station?
WKBR.ca.
Mm-hmm. Not .com, folks. .ca.
Right.
It's a Canadian thing, eh?
Hey. Yahoo. DJ underscore Amy 2007.
Yeah, if you want more information, that's DJ underscore Amy 2007.
Right.
They get in touch with you if they want to DJ or they need any other information or anything like that.
If
or,
they want to just yell at me, then they can contact you.
That's right. And listening information.
Listening.
The easiest way to listen, I guess, is... I know that from, you know, being on the site there's that listen link.
Yeah,
you
I would
click
probably
on listen.
Yeah, I'd go there.
Basically.
That would be the easiest.
And it should open up, what's that do? Does it open up a player and just
yeah.
automatically go?
Yes.
And there's a help page there as well. So if you run into a little bit of difficulty, there's actually another link for a different type of stream in case your player doesn't open up. This one might. So.
Is that the help that you put? How hard is it? That one.
Yeah, how yeah. hard is it? Who do you need help with? What's the matter with you? Yes, I did lend a hand there for the website. And
you didn't lend a hand. You did the website.
Wow.
Come on. You did. Give yourself some credit.
I just glad to help out.
It's a kick-ass
I've got to let
website,
listeners know that it was DJ Amy that actually that got me into the live thing.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool because, I mean, I was doing podcasting and doing some things with Lippo, Big JD and Lippo, doing the Jabbercast and so forth. And, you know, things are escalating for us. We've been
fast
teaching
too.
Podcasting in the schools here locally and stuff, taking one of our shows FM and actually getting into the broadcast thing and the live thing was mm-hmm. all DJ Amy's doing. So there's a she's
okay,
an awesome mentor.
Maybe.
But seriously, I really appreciate you being on the show today and taking the time to talk to me and, you know, divulging all this information on your new station, WKBR.ca, and I'm sure all my listeners will venture down there to listen to you. Check out the programming guide there, and you can listen to DJ Amy as well as Big JD's shows on WKBR.ca. What does that stand for, actually?
Windsor's Kicking Back Radio.
There you go. So check out the site. I really appreciate you being on the show.
It's great to be here, actually. Very entertaining.
And we'll see everybody else next week on You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, for the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net.
You've been listening to You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD. A different topic, a different guest, every week, right here on the All Talk Radio Network. For more information, visit the website, www.youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.